WHM monitoring.
HN N6CLX monitoring too.
How you doing today?
I'm in the Jeep on the way home, so I say I'm doing pretty darn good.
So, I just got home, so I got feel like I'm doing pretty good too. Week, but I'm off tomorrow headed to the mountains to go camping, so it'll get better here soon.
Now I'm totally jealous, really jealous.
Well, I wouldn't tell you that we're going to private property on a river where we won't be disturbed by anyone or have any issues with other campers or things like that, but that would just rub it in, so I won't tell you that.
I mean, the worst part of the job is having to walk out and unplug the rig so you can start it up.
We'll actually be tent camping, but we'll be close enough to hear the water running at night, so. And if things get bad, there's always a generator, but I got enough battery power to take care of everything I need while I'm out.
Yeah, Bill. We have a Class A
that we take out.
But it's old enough now that every time I go down to run it, make sure everything's running and the batteries are charged up, every time I do that, there's something else that needs to be repaired.
Yeah, I can understand that. That happens with everything, but campers, no matter what size they are, they set so much of the year that I think that's part of the issue with a lot of them is just the setting. Then when you fire them up, stress points and everything else sort of show themselves quicker.
You know, at least to run the generator and the engine at least once a month. It'd be nice to take it out. Last year just put a damper on it all, so I hadn't taken it out in so long that, you know, even though it's got stabilizer in the fuel, I just need to take it out and burn that old fuel up.
Might not be a bad idea. Just take you a little road trip. Just take it up the highway and when you get tired with being a Class A, just find you a place and pull over and rest and turn around and drive her back home.
Camping World was open in Spartanburg. Again, basically just put on the road for 30, 40 miles. Take it to Camping World, buy a bunch of crud, throw it in it, drive it back.
Yeah. I believe I'd run that gas out of it or drain it and put some fresh in it. Even with stabilizer in it, it may start to gel up or clog up if it's more than a couple of years old.
Won't run as good. Like that happened to me on my trimmer. This year I was using the old stuff up and finally used every bit of the old two-cycle stuff, mixed up some new, and man, that all of a sudden, it's like a whole new machine.
I remember growing up, I had a friend had a little Toyota Corolla, and it might run 40 miles an hour downhill. And I told him, I said, well, let's put new plugs in it. He didn't even know what plugs were. So we went to the auto store, got some plugs, I put them in it. That car would run 80 miles an hour without batting an eye. He didn't know what to think.
I put in QT gas into this Jeep 2-3 tanks ago. It didn't like that at all. My mileage dropped off, so the next tank I went back to Shell and it turned back up.
Like everything else, gas is depending on. You get, my wife's standing here saying you get what you pay for. So I agree with that because I'm sure they, not necessarily dilute it down, but they mix other stuff with it, additives and whatever it is, detergents and stuff, and you're only getting a certain percentage of natural or raw gas, and that can't be good for the motors.
At the refinery years ago down in Louisiana. Pretty interesting. When they manufacture the gasoline in the refinery, before they blend it, it's got an octane rating of, some of it's up to 300.
My little Toyota 4Runner spin up. Probably a little too much. But yeah, they cut it down to, if it's at 300, they're cutting it by two-thirds.
Yes, they blend it. They make different octanes, it just depending on how good a run they're getting. So then they have actually little laboratories with small gasoline engines in them, and they're running tests on every so often they sample. And they'll cut it off into a different tank, and then they blend it later on. But they'll, in a raw run, they'll do anywhere from 100, 130 all the way up.
Sounds reminiscent of making moonshine, so I've heard.
N6CLX variety. I wouldn't know about making it. Know a little bit about drinking it.
Get Jim ID. I just know what I've seen on TV and read in books. And, you know, I wouldn't know anything otherwise.
It's like admitting, it's like saying that you talked on a CB. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know who the other one is. I can't quite catch the voice. I heard the call, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. Just wanted to tell you that you don't have to say for ID or anything like that. When you put your call sign out, that is your ID, and you don't have to say that.
For 40 years, so I just keep on saying it. It's just a habit. This is Mike for the name.
Well, you know, we get in a bad habit, and that teaches all the new ones the bad habits. But like I said, you don't have to say for ID. If that's what you've been doing 40 years, keep on doing it. But just let everybody else know you don't have to put the ID in there, because your call sign is your ID.
All right, N6CLX. Oh, God, golly, that's hard.
Oh, man. Y'all a mess. I'm sitting here watching my dog trying to get to a rabbit, and she's on her runner, and she just can't quite get to her. One of these days, I'm going to let her loose and let her chase it. I might not never see her again, but I might. It'd be doubtful, but I might.
If it's anything like mine, it'll when it chases it and it catches it, it won't be alive very long. I don't know what kind of dog you got. I've got a German Shepherd out there in the backyard. So far, she's killed rabbits and squirrels and groundhogs and skunks and I don't know what else. But if they get in the backyard and they're not supposed to be there, she doesn't like it.
Got a little Heinz 57 rescue, and she's got some kind of bulldog in her, terrier, something. Not real sure, one of those Heinz 57 dogs. But she's a good one. She's loyal, and she barks when something ain't supposed to be here, and she's always barking if my wife is out. So she's protective. That's what matters. I'm not sure if she'd bite you, but I wouldn't test her, as my wife says, because you just never know. She'll lick you to death, but a stranger, yeah, she's not too fond of them.
And she'll bring it back, and you'll have some rabbits, too.
I like fried rabbit and then make gravy off of it. The gravy's as good as the rabbit. Sometimes the rabbit's a little tough, but the gravy's always good. Then with some biscuits, you got it made.
I'm be hungry because I just arrived here at the restaurant. I got to go in and get my supper. Y'all have a good afternoon. Didn't mean to interrupt the conversation. But enjoyed it. A little short QSO. Y'all have a great afternoon. N6PLA and I can't remember the other one. But anyway, y'all have a great afternoon. KI4DOS Mobile.
Threes. M4WHM. Here in Hartwell, Georgia.
Thanks for the advice. This is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray. Only thing I can ever come up for that is Clorox. So, take it for what it's worth. And yeah, I'm mobile on the Greenville-Spartanburg Speedway, otherwise known as 85.
What traffic this afternoon? Is it running smooth or is it slow down bumper to bumper?
This interstate's running normal today. It's I'm running the posted speed limit sign, 85.
Oh, me. That may be the wrong sign, but I understand.
Old joke I was told years ago. Old man driving along speeding. Actually, he was going slow. Policeman pulls him over and says, "Sir, why are you on the interstate going 40? He says, speed limit, sign says 40. And he looks at the policeman, looks over and looks at the wife and says, "What's wrong, ma'am? You look scared to death." Just got off of Highway 140.
That's a good one there. I like it. 2-4-11 these days. I may have asked before, but I can't remember.
Special title and my business card says sales engineer, so I'm an engineer and I sell. That's true. But it looks like the boss is turning me into a technical go-fixer guy, too. But what we sell are manufacturers, specialty fans and dust collection equipment.
That rings a bell now. Yeah, I do, I meet for a living. It's one meeting after another, but my title and business card says IT director. But it just means I meet all the time and take care of HR issues.
Handed your card, I would be wholly tempted to look at you and say, "You're director of IT? What's IT?"
I have actually had people say that, or ask me, "Well, what is IT?" I'm like, if you have to ask, you don't need to know.
I work for a company. You knew something was going on because they mailed everyone in the company, all the sales guys at least, they mailed a little book. You probably remember this, Bill. It was called, its title was, "Who Moved My Cheese?"
I have had that copy of book handed to me at a couple of different places over the years. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yep. So we were all supposed to read that, and then we were all called in for a meeting. So we had to fly off, spend money to go to a meeting, and we all separated into separate rooms. The guy doing the presentation, I've been with the company 9 years, the guy doing the presentation starts out by saying, "You know, I'm living in Louisiana, so I got to play the dumb coon ass." He says, "We have a paradigm. Can anyone give me the definition of a paradigm?" It was silence. He says, "Paradigm. Someone tell me what a paradigm is." I raised my hand. I said, "I think that's about 20 cents. I was laid off in 6 months.
A paradigm. I like that. I'll have to remember that one. I've heard that word many times listening to Stephen Covey, Seven Habits. but never heard that joke before. That's a good one.
Myself, I hate meetings. I hate meetings, and I hate boring meetings. And especially meetings where they're treating you like you're a two-year-old.
Favorite meeting is to meet about having a meeting. That's my absolute all-time favorite.
6CLX. And you know what else I want to say. Yeah. I worked at a company a few years back I was a middle manager, and our manager would call a team meeting every Friday at 5:45. That was nice.
M4WHM. I believe I would miss most of those. Yeah, that'd be hard. My wife worked for some friends of ours for a while, and they were notorious for coming in at 10 to 5 and wanting to have a meeting that would last an hour, and everybody's supposed to leave at 5 o'clock. So I've experienced that through my wife. I try to leave, especially Friday afternoons. I try not to put nothing on my calendar. That way, if the opportunity arises, I can get out early. But, and most time it works out. But sometimes somebody will stick something on there. So I've started putting a hold on my calendar from 1 to 4:30. And they at least have to call me. And then I can try to talk them out of it.
You should start writing in lunch meetings for the whole afternoon on Friday.
Lunch meetings, breakfast meetings, mid-morning meetings. Everything I put on there is a meeting of some kind, whether it is or not. It just looks good if somebody's looking at my calendar.
A little bit, see if anyone else wants to come in and, I don't know, join the QSO or change the conversation before we start going silly.
I'll change the subject. I put up a HF antenna yesterday, off center dipole, put it up flat top, about 40 feet, and I'm waiting to get my general ticket, hopefully in the next month, and start talking on it. I was on 10 meter last night, made my first HF contact on 10 meters, and that was down in lower Florida, and started one with a guy in Chicago, but it drifted out, so didn't get to finish it. But so I was pleased with yesterday.
On 10 meters last night and was tooling around. I made a contact on 20 meters eventually, but yeah, 10 meters is opening up more and more. It's getting kind of cool. Maybe eventually I'll get this old 6 meter rig running that I'm working on. I don't know what this lady's doing, so I'll just go. So yeah, cool. Glad to hear it.
Forward to getting my general so I can get in the other bands. Right now I'm of course stuck in the little band of section of 10 meter until I get my ticket, but I'm looking forward to it. I got a Kenwood 590S base station and some Maxcon multiband off-center dipole antenna, so. And it seems to work pretty good. I was picking up a good bit of stuff last night. And a friend of mine on the Gainesville or Lake Lanier Radio Club repeater helped me get everything going. And so it went pretty good. after a long day of putting up the antenna and getting everything done, I was proud to make that contact.
That's good. Congratulations. Did you put it in an inverted V or just get it nice and flat all the way across? I have a off-center fit. It's a, I think I told you this yesterday when we were talking about this, the Buckmaster, but they want that in an inverted V. So you get the right antenna feed point and impedance.
A flat top. The center and end points are about 40 foot. So it's running from sort of east to west. So I should be getting out north to south pretty good. So if I understand it correctly.
At least in this area, that should do. Northeast would be maybe a better pointing direction, but don't tell anyone. I just went through a red. Oh, well, I'm just turning. You should be able to hear Europe in there pretty well. Hearing and talking are two different things, of course.
Folks with amplifiers, you can hear, and that base station only is 100 watts, and that guy in Chicago last night, he was pumping 1,500 watts, so I could hear him good. He was pushing nearly 20 on the meter, and like I said, I got a hold of him, but just couldn't hang on to it.
It'll be in and out here for a while yet. Last night, I was hearing a 10-meter repeater up in New York. I think it's at 29,320 or 230, somewhere up in there. But you'll hear it when it's open. That thing's open and coming in booming down here.
I have to turn up the dial and listen for it. There's a lot of people talking about 10 meter right now, and the new solar cycle saying it's going to open up and be a lot better here soon. So that'll be interesting, along with the other bands.
That was, but go ahead.
Gentlemen, the call sign here is November 1 Sierra Uniform Zulu, and I just wanted to ask you which repeater this is. We just moved into the area and hooked up a little base station with the repeaters in it, and I wasn't really sure where I'm hearing you from.
Repeaters on Caesar Head. So it's about as high as you can get in Greenville County, and Bill, you're talking to, this is Mike, N6CLX, in Greenville County. But Bill's over there in Georgia. So this repeater's got a nice reach, Georgia to the other side of Spartanburg, I would say.
Roger, roger. We're located in Pickens. That's great. Well, thank you. I don't want to interrupt you. Just wanted to ask a little question here, and thanks very much. And when issues up, we'll be clear.
Buddy, make sure you're on 146610. You're a little garbled, but signal is strong. You might have a mic problem, or could just be the conditions where you're at. But it's 146610 is the main repeater on Caesar's Head. It's up about 3,500 feet, so it's long and wide reach. So this is M4WHM, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. Good to hear you on the repeater. And tonight at 9 o'clock is the local net for the BRAS club that runs the repeater. So join in at 9 o'clock and check in with us. We'd love to have you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we were on 605, so we were a little off there. So thanks for the correction, and we'll see you tonight. This is N1SUZ.
100% better now that you're on frequency. And, yeah, look forward to hearing you tonight. I'll be on there. I'm working with another ham to do a formal traffic passing. And so it's always a good net, usually between 50 and 100 people checking in. So just join us and feel free to give us a little rag chew if you got time. Love to hear about your adventures moving to this part of the country. M4WHM.
Well, thanks for the invite. We'll definitely be coming to talk tonight. My husband, KJ4WKD, he grew up down here, and I retired down here, so I'm getting used to it, and I love it. And we were looking for an active repeater, too, to, you know, have a little chit-chat during the day. So thanks, guys, and we'll see you tonight. W4WHM, this is N1SUZ, and I'll be clear, and talk to you later.
Just to add a little more info, too, this repeater is also hooked into EchoLink, so people outside the area could actually talk to you on this repeater directly. N6CLX. By the way, Bill, I'm going to go. I'm home. I'm going to put down the antenna, and then I won't be able to talk to you anymore. N6CLX. Clear.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, enjoyed the conversation, and Mike, glad you made it home safe and sound. Hope you have a good evening, and we will catch you later. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear and standing by.
A2 RCL monitoring.